Randy Macho Man Savage is with us and you in the studio. I think all of us as kids growing up remember certain products. I remember the Topps bubblegum cards with the trading cards in it, and I think we all remember Slim Jim. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's something that goes over, I don't care how old you are, you remember, if I said Slim Jim, you know exactly what
I'm
talking
about. It's Americana.
Yeah, and it's Americana.
That's
it's
exactly
like
a, right.
It's like American Graffiti or something.
No doubt.
Talk to me how you got involved with them and what is that involvement? Because it's one that's been ongoing. I see you in the cartoon shows. I've seen you, you know, doing the commercials and everything.
I've been the 10-year national spokesman for Slim Jim. And I didn't know it at the time. But I get more recognition for being the Slim Jim guy than I ever did for wrestling. And you know how strong the wrestling part is. You know, it's just incredible. And it's just been a fun relationship. And it's also the longest relationship I've ever had with my, I've never had a girlfriend that long. You know what I mean? You know, so, you know, me and Slim Jim, you know, we're going together. And we, you know, and don't try to break us up. Right? It's been fun.
What are you doing with them now? Now, there's a tour, musical tour?
They came up with a craziness that just went way over the edge, which is adapting to change like we've been talking about. It's called the Rebelliate Tour. And basically, there's really no way to explain it in real words, but it's hip-hop, alternative music. It's got all kind of crazy acts and stunts and games, and it's a 10-city tour. And they've gone going all across the United States, and I'm lucky enough to be a part of that. You know what I mean? Just it's something for the young teens to go out there and get crazy, but it's safe at the same time. But we're in places like Atlanta, San Jose, you know what I mean, Dallas, Kansas City, Milwaukee, Albuquerque, you know, the whole deal. We're going to hit New York, and we're just barnstorming, you know, and we have been so well received, and right, and we've been doing in conjunction with the Hoop It Up, the 3-on-3.
Sure.
And that is crazy in itself, because you can't believe the slam dunk contest they've been having, you know what I mean, with the amateurs out there. It's just crazy.
There's a lot of guys that play playground basketball that probably could play in the NBA. I mean,
no doubt, you know what I mean, and the respect out there.
Right.
I've seen some contests out there where it didn't matter if you were black, white, red, or polka dot. I mean, you know what I mean? Respect is respect. You know, if one guy does good, they say, you the man, and that's it. It's over. You know what I mean? It's just out there.
By the way, if you'd like to find out the dates on the tour, by the way, go to SlimJim.com.
SlimJim.com, thank you.
And check it out, because find out where this is coming, because it's very, very worthwhile. You know, it's interesting you say about Slim Jim. But EA Sports digitized me as a sportscaster in a lot of their video games. So I am going through airports.
Oh,
and
really?
And kids come up to me and say, you're the dude in the hockey game.
You know, it's crazy. No matter what you've done, you could be the president of the United States. But if you were involved with Slim Jim, that's where you've made it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the Topps bubblegum. You know what I mean? When I signed up the Topps bubblegum contract, I called my mom and dad. Mom, dad, you won't believe it. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you about Hawk. Your relationship has been an off-again, on-again relationship from a professional standpoint. I don't know what it's like personally, but that's not important. Talk to me about how you two have been linked together, because I see you almost, in a sense, professionally, like I saw Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain.
Right.
They almost needed each other. Was it that way for you two guys as well?
Yeah, you know, there's a certain chemistry that we had in the ring that was just incredible, box office-wise, you know, the barometer that everybody goes by, plus ratings, that, you know, was undeniable, you know, and, you know, I don't know if it was, you know, egos involved, you know what I mean, because, you know, he's got an ego, I got an ego, everybody's got an ego, but at the same time, we've had ego clashes before, but business-wise, we've always, you know, like when we get in the ring, we do business, you know what I mean? So at the same time, you know, on again, off again, personal type thing, you know what I mean? And, you know, he goes his way. He's a man. He goes his way. And I'm a man. I go my way. You know what I mean? But at the same time, nobody governs the other person. And that's the way it should be in life, you know. But at the same time, we're man enough to do business together. And if things get out of hand, we're man enough to take it up with one another, you know.
Randy, how hard is it to switch from being a good guy to a bad guy, in the sense that, I mean, all of a sudden it's a different persona. You have to be a different person. And even Bret Hart talked to us about the fact that when he made that switch, that it was hard for him to relate to being something other than what he had been for a long time.
See, I disagree with Brett again. You know, right there. Brett made most of his money as a good guy. With me, my personality and my character didn't change that much when I was a bad guy or a good guy. It was just who I was wrestling. And I enjoyed being a bad guy better than being a good guy because, I mean, it was just fun. It was like I had my hand on the meter, you know, and it was incredible, you know what I mean, because I didn't have a problem with it at all, you know, and a lot of guys, you know, I don't know what it is, you know, I think people would rather be cheered and liked, you know, rather than booed, but if you understand the business and you love the business and you know that if somebody goes out there and tries to throw a punch at you or tries to throw something in the ring or said, you know, you need to get out of town or get out of Dodge or whatever it is, you've done your job. You have done good, you know, and that's a good thing.
You're 42 years old.
And no, I have to correct you with that. I'm 22.
22. Okay.
No, I got to correct myself now. I am 48 years old. I got to tell you.
48?
I've enjoyed being on your show, and I got to be honest with you.
Well, the reason why I say that is...
And that hurts to say it. Ah, man.
Well,
You have a power. Did you know that? I'm never coming on this show again until you invite me again or until I crash the program.
Right. I was reading a lot of stuff about you, and as I did, I saw that number jump. But anyway, that's not important. Right. But I remember talking to Hulk one time. And we were off the air, and I was just chatting with him on the telephone, and I was asking him how he put himself through what he put himself through for such a long time. And he said to me, he said, Ron, sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to get out of bed in the morning. Is it like that for
you? See, I do it in 19. Why? That's why I'm better than Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? And I'll guarantee you something else, too. I have a witness, his wife. So you know I'm telling you the truth.
Now I know why you're not partners any longer.
That's right. I'll tell you exactly where her tattoo is.
Yeah. Vince McMahon, P.T. Barnum?
Yes. Yeah, all the way.
Good for wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's in his blood.
Bad for the wrestler?
No, not at all. He makes superstars. Gives you an opportunity. You know, I'd say great for the wrestler. Yeah. I mean, not in every case, you know, but, you know, when you have a tremendous business going and you do it better than anybody else. Now, naturally, you know, when he stuck his nose out of wrestling and tried to get in the XFL, he got his nose punched and get back in there. You know, the wrestling, he's Caesar, he's the king, he's the genius.
He controls everything.
He controls everything. Well, not only he controls anything, but I've seen him in competitively win the fight, like with WCW or other, you know, wrestling groups that try to get together and try to push him off the top of the mountain. And that's okay. You know, that's life. That's, you know, that's the law of the jungle. But and I've seen him with an opportunity to throw other people off the top of the mountain with bodybuilding, doing a movie or boxing or something, and he couldn't get it done. But in wrestling, I would be a liar if I didn't say this guy rules right there. You know, he knows what it takes to get the wrestling fans going. Now, edgy, yes, he is. Does he push the envelope too far over the other end? You know, I have to say sometimes he really, really does. But, you know, until somebody says, okay, you're off the air, you know, obviously he is adapting the change and he's being allowed to do the things that he's doing, well, then you can't say that he's not winning the battle. You know, if somebody's way ahead of you in the race, you can't say he took a shortcut. You know, if he took the same ground you took.
If you had to crystal ball where professional wrestling might be, say, in 10 years, what might we see?
Well, I like to see Vince McMahon get a little competition, and I like to see him get a little competition from somebody, maybe a guy that wrestled, you know, that maybe worked under him for 10 years and went to and found out how to run the wrestling business and then went to WCW and found out how not to run the wrestling business. Maybe the Macho Man Randy Savage starting a federation, and having a little competition with Vince McMahon and the Macho Man. I think that would be really, really good because competition is great for the fans. The fans get entertainment, and it also brings the best out of the business person. Vince McMahon does better under pressure, And he just needs to go against somebody that won't rattle like the Macho Man Randy Savage.
What would you like the fans to remember most about you as a wrestler?
Just that I gave it 100% every time I was in there. That's all. They don't owe me anything, and I owed them a good time.
In the final analysis, what is this sport, what is this entertainment, what is this business given you?
Oh, it's given me such a, as far as being lucrative, incredible. I came along at the right time. I got lucky. I'm also lucky that I was schooled and taught by my dad and my mom, you know, real close family ties, and knew how to be a businessman at the same time. This is just not fun and games. It's not a hobby. This is not like plugging in your Nintendo here. This is a business, and if you know, you got to be responsible for yourself, and you got to know that this is not for long, just like the NFL with the football players, and that you have to also not only be a good businessman, but don't be bitter at the end and give back to the sport. And just don't, I don't believe in scorched earth. And some people, whether they say it, they believe in it. You know, take it for myself and don't replant anything for the others. I totally do not believe in that at all.
We got about 45 seconds left, but did your dad ever tell you, has he ever told you how much he was proud of you for what you've done in this sport?
Yes, he has. And it meant so much to me, I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's, you know, that's so special to me. And I'm, you know, it's incredible that you would say it. I got chill bumps right now. But that means more than anything that I've ever received as far as dollar bills coming through the mail or anything. You know what I mean? To be in the back seat of his car driving down the road and then going into his footsteps and then him saying that and coming to a pay-per-view, you know, at Wembley Stadium, SummerSlam, and telling me that's a goal achieved.
Randy, will you please come back and join us again?
Anytime.
I appreciate
flabbergasted. This is a great show.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
You're the man. Ooh, yeah. I'll give you one. Oh, yeah.
And that is the Rebelly Ache Tour. And check it out at slimjim.com. You'll find out where it's going to be around the country and check it out as well. We've got some numbers to check out on the scoreboard. We'll do that as we continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.